Thank you, Chair. The Netherlands would like to make a statement on this session on the prevention and reduction of water-related diseases, especially with respect to wastewater surveillance. So the Netherlands has long-standing experience with the surveillance of wastewater as a complementary human surveillance instrument for infectious diseases. By looking in wastewater, public health decision makers can be informed on the infections experienced by people in a community who are sick, but also those who are not. Already in the winter of 1992-1993, going back into history now, when the Netherlands suffered the last polio outbreak, wastewater was used to show that no widespread circulation of the epidemic virus outside the groups at risk, an area where these groups live, had occurred. Environmental surveillance remains a significant tool in the global polio eradication efforts. For antimicrobial resistance, as early as 2009, antibiotic-resistant bacteria were monitored in wastewater at healthcare institutions and municipal wastewater treatment plants in the Netherlands. This informed stakeholders about the levels and types of antibiotic-resistant bacteria in the Dutch population, which has now led to a nationwide surveillance system for ESBL E. coli, so extended spectrum beta-lactamase producing E. coli bacteria, expanding to CPE, carbapenem producing Enterobacteriaceae, and colistin resistant E. coli. As you all know, during the COVID-19 pandemic, environmental surveillance has informed public health decision makers and the public in our country about the spread of SARS-CoV-2. Preparing for the next pandemic, we're actually thinking about and considering environmental surveillance as one of the human surveillance instruments. At the 7th Ministerial Conference on Environment and Health in Budapest, in June 2023, as I remember, the Netherlands was inspired to initiate a European Environment and Health Process Partnership on environmental surveillance under Work Area 2 of the Protocol on Water and Health in collaboration with Hungary and Norway and others, and supported by the Ministry of Health and the Ministry of Infrastructure and Water in the Netherlands, with the objective to support capacity building and environmental surveillance across the wider European region. For the aforementioned and emerging infectious disease, the World Health Organization Collaborating Center for Risk Assessment of Pathogens in Food and Water at our National Institute for Public Health and Environment is consolidating used cases for multi-pathogen environmental surveillance. Moreover, contents for capacity building on environmental surveillance will be piloted in July 2024 to be further implemented from September 2024 and onwards, starting with novel coronaviruses in alignment with the recently launched WHO coronavirus network COFINET. Furthermore, we will contribute to capacity building in the European Joint Action WISH, the Joint Action on AMR number 2, and the Global Initiative for Wastewater Surveillance for Public Health, GLOACON, and under the protocol. And as an example of the last, at the sub-regional workshop on sanitation for Central Asian countries, we planned, as is planned for Q3 or Q4 in 2024 under Work Area 5, we will organize a session on environmental surveillance, and you're all invited.